This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hi, everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. Tonight's episode, it's daytime.
This morning's episode
is called Someone Was Out There Watching in the Dark, in there.
No.
Outside.
Someone was
garage.
Out there.
Someone was out there.
Yep.
Okay. Someone was watching, I would like to do. That's the one with the hot tub. And there was a neighbor looking over the fence.
Oh, boy.
And
like a creepy peeper?
No. A neighbor who thinks she saw the husband kill the wife in the hot tub.
Oh.
And one else, the whole family thinks it was an accident. But this one neighbor was looking through her fence.
Oh, we're doing that one.
And thought she saw it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's really a good one.
Also, do you feel like this title, if you change the tone, that it could mean something completely different? Someone was out there. Like, out there. Like, their personality's real out there.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I was just thinking you were going to make it like a rom-com. Someone's out there.
That could be it, too.
For you. You're not going to die alone, Kimberly. There's someone out there.
Exactly. Or like Fievel.
Somewhere out there.
Throwback.
Yes.
Oh, Fievel.
Oh, breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So before we get into this, we have some big news. Big.
Correct.
Huge.
Stop that.
Do you want to say it?
No.
You want me to say it?
I want you to say it.
So after much online cyberbullying, which always works and is to be encouraged.
Don't do it, folks.
We got asked by CrimeCon to have a table this year in New Orleans, Nolens.
No.
Nolens?
No, see, you're going to get... That's
NOLA?
That's like Hotlanta. Nolens.
Shoot.
You're going to get in trouble. Yeah.
Is it like Hotlanta, guys? Let me know.
Nolens.
I just need to be educated. I will stop saying it.
Yeah, you do.
What about NOLA?
Don't know. I feel like NOLA is like LA.
It's
the abbreviation, right? Instead of saying Los Angeles, you're saying NOLA?
I don't know. New Orleans,
Louisiana?
I really don't know. We'll find out.
Okay.
Guys, let us know. But we are going to be... We always were going to go, but we were just going to go as guests like we did last year. And this time, we're actually going to have a table on Podcast Row. So we're already thinking of really fun stuff that we're going to have. We're going to have some giveaways, and we're going to have maybe some like games and stuff. So please come to CrimeCon. And if you're going to come to CrimeCon, we know it's expensive, but we have a discount code that you can use and you get 10% off. And that's all capital letters, Dateline 19. And if you use that, it actually helps us out too, like a lot. So please, it helps both. It's mutually beneficial.
How much do you get off? 10%?
10%.
That's good. That'll help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a full dinner that you would get to spend there. You know?
No, it's
like
good. It's, yeah, definitely. Any discount code helps. Yeah.
And we are not going to be wearing masks at CrimeCon.
No.
So you will get to see what we look like.
And we will have a very fun.
And I'm very terrified.
Photo opportunity.
We're going to have photo opportunity.
Yes.
We're going to just walk around in all of ourselves, and people are going to be able to see what we look like. And I'm really, really scared. So please be nice and don't point and gawk.
We may not tell you who is who, but
we might pretend the other person is the other person.
We may be disguising our voices and switching shirts.
Are we going to walk around with like little voice box, like changing our voices and talk through those?
What, like what makes you sound like a robot? So every time?
Yeah, or you're on a ransom call.
My name is Kimberly. I like pancakes and syrup. Is that right?
I mean, I don't know why you'd pick that as my catchphrase. I don't not my like pancakes and syrup,
Katie.
But
Katie, I like quesadillas and hot Cheetos.
There you go. Do you like those things?
I don't like either of those things that much, and you don't like pancakes and syrup.
So it's just odd that your mind went to that.
Yeah, I'm hungry right now.
There's so many other things that I would pick for if I was saying, like, my name's Kimberly.
I know.
This is an algorithm for what I like. I would not say pancakes and syrup.
I know.
You know, I would have picked many other things.
Here's the deal. I drove by an IHOP
several days ago,
and I've been thinking about it for a minute because I know that IHOP sometimes has special, like, they have red velvet pancakes and stuff like that. I see the commercials, and I really want to go. I haven't gone in a really long time, and I would like to go.
That's you know what? I just drove by an IHOP the other day, too, and I was staring at it, not because I wanted pancakes. The architecture of the building is stunning.
It's international.
Like a Swiss Alps, like, with the sloping archways of the roof. And I was just staring at it going, that could be on a mountaintop somewhere.
It's international. It changes. It's like, it's a small world. After all. Yeah.
Well, that actually does change because you're going through the river and then it changes each time as you go.
You are. And anybody out there who has not been on the Small World ride, you're missing
out. Is there anyone who hasn't been on it?
Sure. Disneyland is pricey these days. Mm-hmm. Disneyland is almost as pricey as Crime Con. I'm going to say that right now. Disneyland is a crazy
But for Crime Con, you get like 3 days.
Correct. Disneyland is the park hopper. Like, is as much as a rent payment, almost. It's crazy.
No, it is. That's true. Yeah.
And then the food is double the amount. And I know it's like, well, I'll bring my own food, but you don't want to. You get in there and you see a Mickey Mouse soft pretzel and you're like, well, this is over.
I need that Mickey Mouse soft pretzel.
Where's my credit card?
Yes.
And then,
in fact, that's what I would say if I was a robot. Give me soft pretzel and cheese from Disneyland.
Don't buy the ones from Trader Joe's. Those soft pretzels are baloney.
Do they have at Trader Joe's?
No, they're not good.
Are they in the freezer section?
Yeah, you're not. Don't.
Oh, not the super pretzels at the regular grocery store in the freezer section.
Yeah, those are fine. And the super pretzel nuggets are fine in the freezer section.
Ooh, I haven't seen those.
Those are great. They were at the 99 cent store for a hot minute. They're really good.
I'm going to try those.
Nuggets. But I'm not into the, and the Trader Joe's one, you're supposed to spritz it with water and then dunk it in the big salt.
Yes.
But it doesn't stick. So what's the point? So you're like, you're shoving the salt into this hard little pretzel to get,
No, I hate that.
You're not going to like it. It's not good.
No. Pretzel problems. Hashtag pretzel problems.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about? We're going to be a Crime Con, guys.
We're going to be a Crime Con. Come visit us.
So please, you guys, I know this sounds cheesy, but we really want to meet as many of you as possible.
We do.
And if you use our code, it'll really help us out. So if you're going to buy your ticket, you might as well use our code. It'll help you and it'll help us. Dateline 19.
Also, I will sweeten the pot. Oliver's coming.
Oh my God.
Oliver will also be at Crime Con. And he asked, the first thing he asked was, which one of the cats should I bring? So there may be Oliver with a little papoose / backpack, a baby Bjorn, if you will.
Snuck into the hotel.
Yeah, sneaking in a baby Ulysses. So get ready.
No, baby Ulysses would not last in Nolens.
Bruce might be in Crime Con. Yeah.
Yeah. There's to everyone wondering how many cats Katie has, we're just going to keep talking about different ones with different names. Yeah. So it sounds like she has 19.
Yeah.
How's Samantha doing? How's Sicily?
How's Jasper? There was Sicily.
Felix? Is Felix okay?
The sad thing was there was a woman in front of me, again, at the 99 cent. This sounds like I spend a lot of time at the 99 cent store. I don't.
You do.
I just have recently gone. I do. I like the 99 cent store. So I went the other day, and there's a woman in front of me buying, like, flats full of Friskies. Flats and flats.
Oh, my God. What is her life?
Of wet cat food. And I said, how many cats do you have? And she said, and she just turns at me and looks at me with the saddest face and says, I have a shelter. So many. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's a rescuer. So she just, I mean, she,
but is it in her house?
I don't know. I didn't ask a lot of questions. She was really sad.
Do her neighbors call the cops on her a lot?
I also didn't understand why she's buying Friskies at the 99-cent store, because that's not the place you order on Amazon if you're buying in bulk cat
it's
food.
It's cheaper than
cheaper on Chewy or on Amazon. You do not do 99-cent store. And so, and I have a few cans because I wanted, we're feeding the stray outside right now, so she gets 99-cent store cat food. And so she, so then I tell the woman how many I have, and she goes, I could do that standing on my head. In that tone of voice.
I could do that standing I could do, on like, my head.
She might as well have said, you be, afterwards, to me. Because I'm trying to, like, bond with her and be like, we have cats. Let's talk about our cats. She
and she just rolls her eyes and goes, amateur.
Amateur. Amateur. I don't have time for you.
Good.
And then before she leaves, she goes, good luck with your cats. But she said the number. She goes, good luck with your blank number of cats. And I was like, thanks, good luck with yours.
Oh my gosh.
You're doing a good thing. I was like shouting after her, trying to like make a friend. She no, hated my guts.
She hated you.
She could not have hated me more. It was over.
She was like, this lady and her, it's the new white privilege, is the low it number was. Of cats privilege.
Yeah.
Where you think it's a problem, but everyone else is like, you have it so easy.
I know. I felt really dumb. I felt really, really bad.
Yes.
I know. And I can't even control the ones I have. They run the house. It's a mess. Like, it's a disaster. Yeah. But
they ruin the podcast half the time.
Yeah. I've got one in here now. I'm just waiting for him to wake up, start rustling.
Was her shirt, did it have cat patterns on it?
No, she had a windbreaker on. She had like she had a slick thing too. She probably knows how to dress for cats. I haven't learned that yet. And I'm like, I'm going to buy this black sweater.
Oh, the windbreaker, the cat fur just falls right off.
Right. You just wipe it with a
interesting
nappy.
A damp cloth.
Yeah. A wet wipe. Yeah.
This has been Katie's Times at the 99-cent store.
It's going to be a new
segment.
And back
to you, Johnny, with the weather.
Back to you, Angelica. Tell us about this episode somewhere out there. Fievel Goes West.
This episode aired on November 7th, 2014, season 23, episode 7, hosted by Keith Morrison, who I have to say, I was really enjoying him. He was making these facial expressions.
Yeah.
That were lit. I'm just going to say lit.
That's good.
And I took some screen grabs and I'm going to do a collage. He made one expression I have never seen him make before. It was his face, like, I don't know if he did some facial stretches before or something, but he was on fire with the expressionality of his face.
And he was also on fire with his flowery poetry verbiage.
Absolutely.
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
He took time.
He said fingers at one point.
No, he's, yeah, there was
it wasn't fingering in the finger legs, but
no,
it was fingers.
It was not.
Yeah.
I have that one. That was my favorite one.
Oh, good. Me too.
Was the finger quote.
So Amy Jane was a young woman. She was a sprite, really, in a young woman's body.
Sprite times two. We have had sprite twice now from Keith.
Who else? Can you catch a dancing sprite?
Yes.
Can you put her in a bottle when she's gone, that weird quote.
And I think he likes, right, and I think he likes to use sprite as opposed to fairy. I've decided.
Yeah.
I was like, he doesn't want to use the term fairy. He's using sprite, which I think is correct.
Oh, you think he's trying to be politically correct?
No, I think he's just not. Fairy isn't right, but sprite is.
Sprite is.
Sprite sounds good. Yeah.
Sprite sounds good. I like it. Amy Jane watched like no one. She danced. Like no one was watching, I would say. That was my phrasing. She dances all the time. She dances in the rain. She reminds... she was me as a teenager. I went through this hippy-dippy phase where I would dance around barefoot all the time. I thought I was a hippie. The problem is... Yeah, I know. It was obnoxious. Watching L.A. Story. Do you remember Sarah Jessica Parker's role in that movie?
Correct.
I wanted to be her. So I would dance around all the time. And the problem is all these hippies, Amy Jane included, they're all really like thin and graceful with the long hair, and I was like a chubby meatball trying to be a hippie, and the chubby hippies are underrepresented in pop culture and in movies. There's no place for us. So,
okay.
Am I going anywhere with this?
You are, and I'm trying to think of a clever way from like she's a hippier hippie. She's a hippie.
Oh my God,
a hippie with hips. A hippie with hips. I'm trying to get there.
Yes.
I'm close. I'm not.
Yes.
Bohemian hip.
I was a hippie with hips.
Yeah.
Yes. There we go. 100%.
We did. And I also, I like that about you, that you did that. And I think that's hilarious. I did not know.
It lasted for several years.
That's
in high school. I thought I was really
groovy. And you became a vegetarian.
Well, I became a vegetarian when I was 12. That was even before this.
Mm.
I was not a hippie when I was vegetarian. I was vegetarian because that cute boy in my class was a vegetarian. And then it just stuck for a long time. So.
And now you have different reasons for being a vegetarian.
Of course.
Let's put that out there so it doesn't sound like you're a vapid, horrible person.
No, it wouldn't have lasted quite as long as it has. I've been a vegetarian for like twice as long as I haven't been, at least.
That's hilarious. So, and you still have, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for Jimmy
still waiting
to call
for that
me.
Guy. Where are you?
Tony Escobar. Where'd you go?
Tony Escobar.
I don't know. What are people's names in Orange
okay.
County? What are they? Trip?
Dear God, if I told you this
Trip
guy's
McAllister?
Name, it is, yes, it is one.
No,
if I told
I
you his name, it is the complete opposite of Tony Escobar. The OC was not that diverse this time.
Okay, so J.B. Whitehall, what
okay,
is it?
Okay, I'm going to say his first name was initials.
It was A.C., D.B.,
and
O.J.
His last name is close to the name of a brand of like tennis gear.
Wilson.
No.
Williams.
No.
I'm literally only thinking of Head, Wilson.
Spalding.
Oh, good.
His last name is kind of like that. And so if you put together the first name with the initials and the last name, which is kind of like Spalding, it's not Tony Escobar.
Okay.
Tony Escobar is like in Goodfellas with the pile of cocaine.
You don't know that. And then he got early acceptance to Princeton and is now a lawyer in Massachusetts. Is that what happened to E.D. Spaldings?
I did see him in high school. He went to a different high school. I ran into him. He was an assistant coach on my brother's water polo team.
I can't. We're done here. Stop the episode. I'm done. We're gonna find him. We're gonna post a picture.
He's not even a vegetarian anymore.
He's probably divorced now. Your chances are sky high. Let's find him. Where do you live? And maybe he's the one. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. I would love that so much. Okay.
So go back to our dancer in the rain.
Amy Jane, in the rain, our sprite in the rain. She went on a missions trip to work with children in India. She came back to Pendleton, Oregon, which is where the story takes place. Also, Oregon looks gorgeous.
Oregon is gorgeous.
I need to go there.
Have you not been to Ashland?
I've never been to Oregon.
That's ridiculous.
I want to go visit our friend there.
And to not have been to Ashland.
It's gorgeous.
To the Shakespeare Festival.
Where they were showing where the woman was walking by the water. Oh my gosh.
It rains there, and so it's green. So there are things that grow and are alive.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
So then we see a rodeo, which I have issues with. I do not approve of. There's a cowboy roughhousing with a baby calf.
That's the job.
You were fine with it.
Yeah, I have been to a rodeo or two in my life.
You have?
Of course.
We have this dancing, beautiful, sprite, hippie child.
Okay.
And then they keep cutting it with B-roll of, like, violence at a rodeo. And I did not like it.
So that's the town that they live in. Pendleton is like, that's the town.
I thought so Oregon was not that rodeo-ish and cowboy-ish. No, I think
that there are always towns like that. They have a festival once a year is what they sounded like. It's the rodeo that they do every year in Pendleton. But you're missing a big part of Amy Jane here, which I'm surprised you're not hitting on. She's not just a hippie. She is a church girl.
Right.
Amy Jane's mission trips are all, her life is very, very involved in her church.
Absolutely. And color me disappointed, because I thought we were going to get the beloved and rare on Dateline, but priceless cowboy church.
I think it was. I think we can say it was a cowboy church. It was not called cowboy church. But if this is a cowboy town, then it's
I don't
a cowboy
know, because
church.
I was reading up on cowboy churches and I thought they were all in mini malls, in strip malls. And this one was not.
No, this is an actual building.
But someone did send me like an article about cowboy churches. It is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Just beyond fascinating. And people ride up their horses and park them outside and then go inside to church.
Yeah.
I want to go. So, but hashtag disappointed, hashtag regular church. To me, this was a regular church. They keep calling her a dancing sprite, Pippi Longstocking. Very, like, everyone was a friend of hers. My autocorrect put Puppy Longstocking. Sad. She got her own place when she came back from her missions trip. She wanted to be her own girl. She worked two jobs to pay for it, including housekeeping at a hotel. Then we hear, for me, was the chillest 911 call I've ever heard.
Wow.
So you agree?
Wow.
What did you make of it? She says, "Hi, I'm calling from Travel Lodge. There's a girl dead in the bathroom."
Correct.
In that exact intonation that I just said.
Yes. I made of it that this woman has been through it.
That's
I was like,
how many bodies do they find per year in the Travel Lodge?
No, this is not the first dead body this woman has seen.
We got another one. This time it's in 21B. I mean, that's basically what it was like. Hey, hey, Sarah, it's Jolene from Travel Lodge again. We have another one. Yeah. It's in the bathtub this time, F12. No, last time it was F11. This is F12. That's basically but the 911 operator was like, a dead body?
Yeah, what? I don't think they get many murders in Pendleton from what I'm gathering. So I was more like, this woman has been through in her personal life.
Jesus, what is her history?
That made me really
was
sad.
She at war?
We can only imagine. She also just could be one of these people.
Those calm
people. She also just could have been born and raised in Pendleton and was like, okay, it's just another day.
That's what life is. They're very chill. They're Oregonians.
There's a few very relaxed people in this episode. So we're getting this a bunch.
You're so right. You're so right.
This might be just a theme in the town.
Right. No,
which
it
is
could
funny
because
I figure rodeos like amped up behavior.
But you also have the Oregon hippie movement of the relaxed. It's just raining outside. There's no rush. Just chill.
Yeah, I guess so.
Take a walk, go to a Shakespeare festival.
Oregon listeners, weigh in.
Weigh in. What is Oregon like?
How chill are you? Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Rate yourselves.
Yeah.
So the Amy Jane is unfortunately found dead in the hotel from a lot of stab wounds. And it's very sad because she seemed beyond like a lovely girl and very young.
Yeah.
The policeman who is supposed to investigate has known Amy Jane since she was a baby because he goes to the same church. A lot of people in this town go to the same church. He's known the parents since forever, and he's known Amy Jane since she was a baby. He goes and finds her body. Horrible. And then he has to go and tell the parents. Uh-uh. Horrible. Uh-uh. And he ends up stepping down from the case because it's too close to home, and they have to have someone else come in and investigate.
Well, the chief is on vacation.
Yeah,
so
he wasn't even supposed to be there.
He wasn't even supposed to go, but the chief is in Mexico.
Yes. They find DNA under Amy Jane's fingerprints. It wasn't a robbery or a sexual. What did I say?
Fingerprints.
Could you, in the ridges of someone's fingernails, have in fingertips, I mean?
Good point.
Is that possible if you were really wrinkly?
If you were an elder, if you were elderly?
Or just in a hot tub for a long time?
No, because the water.
No, the water.
But if your hand was out?
If your hand was pruny and then went out and then touched the murderer, would there be fingerprints in the creases of your hands?
You know what?
I bet this is... I have creases in my hands.
So do I.
And mine aren't that wrinkly.
This is something we're coming to, I bet, in...
Finger, hand, crease DNA testing.
Yeah.
Because even just when you straighten your hand, you have like little wrinkles and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they could do it. We've solved so many... Done. Okay, so she was killed, not a sexual attack. Her stuff
Thank
is
God.
Still there.
Thank God. Thank God, by the way. I was like,
absolutely.
Please, no, not this girl.
Not
like,
this girl.
First of all, not anyone.
Not any girl.
But the way that they described this girl who had
absolutely.
Nothing but good in her heart, I was like, please don't let this be a sexual assault. And it
absolutely.
Was not.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
But what's weird is they also didn't take anything of value, her purse mm-hmm. or anything. And it was done in broad daylight in this hotel that faces the center of town.
Mm-hmm.
One person thought they saw a guy with longer, dark hair and darker skin around the site. But mm-hmm. that doesn't really take you anywhere. No. Amy Jane had no enemies. They checked the DNA of everyone who was staying at the hotel. They were really on top of it. Even though I think this is a smaller town, they seemed to be very on top of it.
They were.
Of doing their job. And so I did say that Amy liked to dance in the thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. And on the day of the funeral, the youth pastor tells us that there was a loud clap of thunder on the day of her funeral, and they all felt like it was her. It's very, she's like a YA novel brought to life. Mm-hmm. It's like The Fault of Our Stars. It's mm-hmm. so tragic, something young teenagers like herself would really love. But it's her, it's real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I know exactly what you're saying.
It's very sad.
Really
so is. We meet this other couple from the church. Okay. You know how we all talk in modern times in ways that are very unromantic and not eloquent like in times of yore?
Like we don't speak like Keith Morrison? Is that what you're trying
exactly,
to say?
Exactly. Even yes. when we're talking about important or emotional things.
So what was the problem that
well,
you
Well, this
were
wife from the church is mm-hmm. the... exception to that. She is so eloquent. She hears that Amy Jane was murdered and she was just ticked. She was full on ticked.
Yeah.
It ticked her off.
Yeah.
That someone was murdered.
What is wrong with you? A lot of people get angry. They get angry, then they get sad. She was mad.
She was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And they everybody needs to find this, and then it feels like she wants to say a bad word.
She
but
does.
Then she goes, "Person."
She does. She totally wants to say a bad word. She wants to say a-hole.
It's well, yes.
like
no,
it's
totally.
Like at the tip of her yes. tongue, and she's like, "I'm on TV."
Person. It's just so funny. Is her husband is kind of eloquent. He mm-hmm. says the Amy Jane's parents' hearts were broken, but mm-hmm. they weren't seeking vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife goes, I was just ticked.
I like the wife.
Okay, I kind of liked her, but the last time I heard ticked was when Huck wouldn't stop barking and my mom was like, I am getting ticked off at that dog.
Why are you ticked. Obsessing over the word ticked? I like it.
It's way too casual for someone being tragically murdered.
No, I think she can't say pissed.
I don't even think pissed would be appropriate. Pissed is like if you spill your coffee.
So you're upset that she said, I was ticked off instead of saying really, really mad.
You I
would have preferred her to say really, really mad.
Yeah. I would prefer to have her say, the fury was boiling inside me like a thousand suns.
Well, then you would have been making fun of her on this podcast if she had
totally
said that.
Have.
So double standard much is all I'm going to say.
But if I was murdered, would you say you were pissed? Would that be your reaction, that you were pissed if I was murdered?
You?
Yeah.
No, I would not say that. But somebody that was not as close to me as you, I might say ticked. She was mad.
She was mad.
And she used the term ticked.
God bless her.
Which ticked you off. Which ticked off Kimberly.
I was ticked at her ticked. All right. It was so many ticks, it was like a full-on Lyme disease up in here. I did it. I said it.
I thought you were going to say it was a full-on grandfather clock up in here.
That would have been better and less offensive to our listeners with Lyme disease. But I didn't. I went for Lyme disease.
Oh, boy.
Poor Avril Lavigne. Hey, hey, you, you. I don't like your
girlfriend. Stop it.
So it's been 6 months since Amy Jane was murdered, and they've not had a break in the case. Yep. Then maybe a break. A prison inmate says he knows who did it. It's these two criminals. One of the criminals says he was in on it, but his buddy, Don Draper, but it's not Don Draper, it's Draper something, did the
Ira
shooting.
Ira Draper.
Ira?
Like it's a Jewish... Ira.
No, it's not. They
yeah, it is. There's
Jewish.
An Ira. One of them's Ira. I remember it. And I was like, Ira. All
right. Ira is like my Jewish uncle. That's crazy. Yeah.
Ira is also the podiatrist that tried to kill his wife, right?
Ira, yes, yeah. 1,000%. And uh-huh. I know like three older Jewish men that are named Ira. So
are they podiatrists?
One of them's a psychiatrist.
Oh, okay.
The prison inmate, these two guys, one of the guys fully says, yeah, I was in on it, but I didn't actually shoot somebody. My buddy shot somebody.
Nobody like, shot anybody.
Just, I'm sorry,
there was
stabbed.
No shooting. Oh,
why
okay.
did I write shooting? But fully is willingly confessing to the police of yep. his involvement and says, well, ask my friend. He'll tell you what happened. He's the one who did the stabbing. I just drove the car. And then they go to this Don Draper's girlfriend, and she says, he's terrifying. He is going to kill somebody one day. Oh, he boy. Has a journal where he says terrible things that he's going to kill someone. Why is he your boyfriend? I don't understand. So they bring in Don Draper, and he says he's thought about killing someone, but he's never really planned it.
Oh, it's the guy from, what's it called, all over again? The weird dishwasher, Larry,
yes.
or whatever his name was. Lawrence, what was his name? He was
yes, I've
Eric.
Fantasized about it. But not.
Yeah. This, but if I what? Did it, this is I how I would do it.
Yes. Draper is like, well, I've definitely thought about killing someone for sure. I mean, who hasn't? I've just never actually made a specific plan. To which oh, I Lord. Say, that's no way to succeed in life. If you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. That's what I always say.
Oh my God. Is it? It's what you always say.
It's
is
what
it?
I always say.
Uh-huh. All the time.
But Draper seems to be too into it. The police feel like
yeah.
he's too excited to share these stories, and he's enjoying this attention from the police.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
So they quickly realize, props to the cops, that they quickly, props to the cops, props. That could be a something. Is there anything there?
Yeah.
Props to the cops.
Hashtag props to the cops.
Okay. I was thinking a rap song, but hot cops, they'll clean up the town.
DJ Pancake and Waffles on the beat. Props to the cops. Props to the cops.
Instead of NWA, I F the police. It's now props to the cops. Can you yeah. imagine?
I feel like that would be a police propaganda.
Yes. Oh my God. They would make a
movement.
Local.
Yes.
You're
a
so
local
right.
ad.
A local police precinct would make a one of those lip sync dubstep props. Dub
yeah.
videos, lip dub videos is what
and
I'm trying
to say.
And it's
got them like doing good things around the town. Like they're
playing hoops
giving,
with the yes. neighborhood kids.
And then they're giving like like they're helping a woman with her groceries
yeah.
to the car. Yeah. It's a whole. That's good.
And all underneath, right. props to the cops. And it's props a whole PR God. Campaign. Came come up with by the whitest person alive who's like, this is gonna our image is gonna go through the roof. I've tested it with my relatives at our family functions at my cousin's bar mitzvah, and it killed.
Yeah.
They all gave it really high ratings. Oh gosh, I'm so happy right now. These two, couldn't we call these two killers bags of wieners? It almost goes farther than that. These two that are confessing to a crime they didn't commit. They're not even really bags of wieners. They're, I don't know what
they're dirt bags. You can call them straight up dirt bags. They're
Becky's yeah. proteges.
Yeah. No, just dirt bags.
Okay. They are playing with the cops for attention or street cred.
Who knows? It's just weird.
It's wasting everyone's time.
Including ours, who are watching the episode.
I was furious.
Yeah, I felt I was
ticked. That was a detour that tickified me. Katie was ticked. I was ticked. The cats needed their flea and tick medicine.
Stop it. All right. Do you gotta stop? All right. We're good.
The police are getting sick over this case because they've been trying to solve it. They've been working weekends nonstop. The one cop decides to take his family on vacation to get away from it all. The very next day.
No, not one cop. The chief, again, who was in Mexico on vacation the first time, now is going to the mountains. He's on a lot of vacations.
Oh, that's interesting.
He was on vacations.
You're right.
Well, we'll get to it. Keep going.
Has been like a year. Two vacations in a year.
Well, what is...
And they are actually at the year mark. So once a year...
When he's like, no...
He takes a vacation.
Everyone's on overtime. We're all working weekends. That's
appropriate.
But I'm going on vacation.
I see what you're saying. I hope the other lower... Whatever the lower levels of cops are, or we're also allowed to take some personal time. Go to the mall, get a soft pretzel, take a few hours off at least. Because they're working hard. Yeah. Do you think he shouldn't have taken his... They were making themselves sick over this case.
True.
Props to the cops. They need some vacation time.
That's fine.
So the next day, though, a second woman is attacked. Karen, who takes this usual afternoon walk by the water in the most stunning location.
Yeah, seriously.
I want to go.
Yeah.
But she never comes home. Her husband was at home tinkering with his tools and stuff.
Dan.
He doesn't notice for 5 hours, which some people found weird. It's dark now. And then,
no, because he was tinkering on his motorcycle. Which
he was.
A husband that has a motorcycle, he will mess with that thing because whatever project he does takes 10 times longer than he thinks it's going to. I got it.
Yeah.
He's in the garage. He's not near the house, so he's not going to notice.
Right.
And she's not coming down and bringing him lemonade because that doesn't happen in real life.
Right.
So he's not like, it's 3 o'clock, where are my Cheez-Its and lemonade? It's fine.
Is that go together? Cheez-Its and lemonade?
Don't know. But I don't think it's weird that he wouldn't notice. I see why people would, but...
I agree. So Dan, the husband, calls Mr. and Mrs. I was ticked because they all go to the same church. And apparently when Karen does this walk, she parks her car in front of Mr. and Mrs. I was ticked's house. Mm-hmm. So they say her car is still here, but she's not here. And it's dark now. They find a policeman and all of them and the husband... who says holy mackerel, and I was with him from that point on. I trust you completely. I don't think you killed your wife. I feel like you just belong on a boat. You should be fishing all the time. And when you're not fishing, you're uncomfortable. And you're wearing your fishing hat all the time, even on Dateline, and it's fine. I was fine with him.
He wasn't wearing a fishing hat.
He was wearing a little hat. What do you feel?
You know his hat was a fedora, right?
It
was a short-brimmed fedora.
Perhaps he has two hats at home, and the fedora is the fancier version of the fishing hat that he normally wears.
Okay.
He says, holy mackerel. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where I'm getting fishing from.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also very calm. Even the policeman thinks he's too calm.
Correct.
He's one of our people in this episode that is... a little too calm, but it seems to just be his personality.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, they find Karen's body. Ugh. But she's alive.
Woohoo!
OMG.
Yeah.
I forgot, and I had seen this episode.
Oh.
She was badly hit in her skull, and there's blood everywhere, and Keith is horrified. I don't know if it's the blood talk. Something about this conversation, it makes him... Oh, Keith. Dan rushes to the hospital, and the police think she has a 1 in 100 chance of making it.
Wow.
The investigators then find a photo, and this photo really, they think, cracks everything open.
Yeah.
It's a photo of Amy Jane and Karen together, the two victims almost exactly a year apart. Keith says, oh my God. I love when Keith is shocked by something.
Mm-hmm.
Their photo was taken on August 14th. Amy Jane was murdered on another August 14th.
Wow.
And then Karen was attacked 1 year later, almost August 14th, but it was August 9th. Like, maybe the killer got antsy, or maybe his calendar was wrong on his phone, and he thought it was the 14th.
Hmm.
I don't know why it was different. The youth pastor says, at that point, we all knew that it wasn't a coincidence, and I can't tell you how we all knew. And Keith says, poor Keith, he's trying so hard to be nice. He's like, well, it's a small town, same church, there's a photo of them together. Maybe it's connected, just maybe. The youth pastor's like, maybe. I don't know how we knew. We just knew. The Lord told us that it was connected somehow. But then it cuts to the detective who says, it crossed my mind at that point that it could be connected. And I feel like I was in the Twilight Zone. I was screaming at the TV. How are you guys?
How many murders are happening in this town?
Two.
No, but we're sure. There weren't many murders in between.
I legitimately think that there are like no other murders in this town.
Yeah, then this is, yeah. They're just dragging it out. For Dateline sake,
I'm beginning to think it might. I don't know how we knew. Call it a sixth sense that it was all connected. There's a photo of the two people together. Finally, the police catch a break. On a video camera by the river, they see this guy following Karen, and he's holding what appears to be a metal pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Then they see him on security footage use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So could this be the same guy that was seen leaving the hotel? He does have darker skin, he's Asian, and he has dark hair. It's still mm-hmm. a pretty vague description.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not sure. Keith seems to think it's the Zodiac Killer. That's or great. Like the Zodiac Killer. But I kind of think he thinks it might be the Zodiac Killer.
I hope so.
I think he was thinking, is this it? I am finally catching the Zodiac
Killer.
This is it. I killer.
Found it. Yep.
Which is ridiculous because we all know the Zodiac Killer is Ted Cruz. Just ask the internet. It's common knowledge.
What?
Do you not know that?
No.
It is if you type in Ted Cruz, Zodiac Killer comes up.
That is hilarious. Who did that?
There are side-by-sides. It started when he ran for president. It started years ago.
That's really
and it's
funny.
All over. Like, they changed websites. So if you Google, like, Zodiac Killer, it'll say commonly known to be Ted Cruz. You know, there's side-by-side photos with a sketch.
That's Zodiac. Really funny.
Yeah. The internet is a fun place sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes horrifying. The cops show the security footage around, and this was impressive. They show it to all the beat cops in the area, mm-hmm. and one of them recognizes the dude in the surveillance footage as Danny Wu. He had had some run-ins with the law, and they don't actually know if his name is Danny Wu. This was a little confusing to me. If he had had five run-ins with the law, wouldn't they at some point get his actual name? Or are they just taking his word for it when he says his name is Danny Wu? Are they not checking for ID or running it through their system? How is that happening that you can have five run-ins with the cops and still be going under a fake name? I get that these were minor offenses.
Do they not run social security number? How does it?
Does he have fake, somehow really fake, like good
or just
fakes?
never had his ID?
Never. So they would just say, okay, you can go.
What's your name?
Okay, I'm going to write it down on my notepad and then you can go.
My name is Janet Bigglesworth.
What? Okay, that sounds legit.
Okay.
You don't have your purse with you?
Thank you, Janet.
Thanks, Janet.
Have a good one.
I don't know. What's happening?
I don't know.
I was a little confused.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
They know he has a Semper Fi tattoo on his wrist. So they figure if we can catch him, we'll match the tattoo since we have no documentation on this person.
I can't deal with the Semper Fi.
Yeah. All the cops in town are on the scene looking for him. A cop with an eagle eye is down by the river, and he sees a wooden... Now, I was in an escape room yesterday. I saw a panel of brick that looked loose, and I pushed it, and I found a key.
Eagle eye.
Eagle eye. Me, eagle eye.
That is good. Did you make it out in time?
No, we sucked. We asked for so many clues. I was with two children, so we were basically asking for help the whole time.
It's all right. You do the best you can.
But I did find a fake facade of the brick wall, pushed it through. And that's exactly what this cop does. And he finds beneath this loose wooden plank, he finds a bloody pipe. Good eye, sir.
Good eye.
The blood on one end of the wooden pipe is Karen's from the attack. The DNA on the other side matches the DNA under the fingernails or perhaps in between the finger hand wrinkles of Amy Jane.
Oh, boy.
So they know it's the same guy, but they don't have him. So where are you, Danny Wu? So for days, the whole town is looking for him. They're on lockdown. Mrs. Ticked says it's just like there's a serial killer in town. Which, yes, because there actually is a serial killer in town. And also, yes, because her husband just said it about 5 minutes before. And for that, I kind of blame Dateline for making her look a little foolish because they kept in both her husband saying it and then 5 minutes later her saying it as if it's brand new information. But she says it with a lot more flair. I will give her that.
There you go.
She's really feeling it. Then the police catch another Blake. They catch Blake Lively.
They catch Blake Lively in the wild.
Also Robert Blake, they catch.
Yes.
A catering company is working at the convention center. And they walk into the convention center. Was it the kitchen? I can't remember. I think it was the kitchen.
I think it was the kitchen.
And they turn on the lights. And this dude is sitting there drinking a Coke. Just chilling in the convention center. And they're like, that's the guy everyone's been looking for. That's Danny Wu. Call the cops. He scurries off, and the cops surround this giant convention center, and they are its tactical team. Like, go in, they're covering all their exits, SWATs go. They're looking in and they find him. They trap him, and they find him hiding in an air duct in the ceiling of the convention center. And he has a full-on nest in there. A blanket, probably more Cokes, Cheetos, I would guess. Maybe an Xbox so he can play with Ricky and Doug.
Little Debbie's.
You think Little Debbie's is a good hideout
Definitely.
Snack?
Little Debbie's, yeah.
I don't know where he was going to the bathroom. I would guess he would wait till the convention center was closed, then sneak out and use the facilities. It's actually kind of genius if you think about it.
Yeah.
There's a kitchen. There's bathrooms.
No, it's smart.
What else do you need? If anyone wants to see another story similar, it's kind of been covered a lot, which is why I didn't know if we should do it. The guy's name is Danny LaPlante. And it is the creepiest story you will ever hear. And it was on an ID show called Your Worst Nightmare. It was Danny really good.
LaPlante and Danny Wu. What's up with all the Dannys?
Dannys like to live in small spaces and make little nests. It's a well-known fact about Dannys. Also, your cat, Danny, does the same thing.
I'm going to show you something magical.
Is Dan Dan currently making a nest? No. Oh, there! He's making a little nest.
Yes, he does.
They get Danny. What's Dan? Did he go by Dan or Danny? Which one's Danny?
He was a Danny.
Danny Wu.
They were all Danny.
Dan Wu.
Danny Wu, the champion of the world. Not so much.
They get Danny. They arrest him. He says his name is not Danny. It's Luca Chang.
Well, come on.
Why?
Why just not even close.
No, not. He was lying.
First and last.
Yeah.
Not even the same initials.
He's a trickster.
Just straight up. My name's Danny Wu. No, it's not. It's Luca Chang. What?
Yes, you don't want to make it so close. Like, I wouldn't say my name is Bimberly if I'm trying to hide from the cops.
You would. You would definitely Bimberly. I feel like then it'd be better because you could just, like, make up excuses like, oh, I misspelled it on that form
whatever. Oh, or the cop wrote it down wrong.
Yeah.
Right. He misheard me. Oh, that's interesting. He is the son of Christian missionaries, so there's a church connection.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped out of the Marines. Hence the Semper Fi tattoo. He had once stayed at the hotel where Mary Jane had cleaned. That's where he first saw her.
Amy Jane.
Last Dance with Amy Jane. Oh my God, that's the title.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you get that too?
No, I have another dance one, but I didn't have that.
Last Dance with Amy Jane.
There's your title, folks.
Oh my God. It's so perfect. She was a dancer. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have goosebumps. I gave myself goosebumps.
You're prolific.
I did it. He admits that he waited for Amy Jane. He grabbed her and he stabbed her at the motel. Hotel. Is it a motel or a hotel? What's the difference?
One's indoor, one's outdoor. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah. Outdoor rooms, inside rooms.
Fascinating. The detective asks why. And he says, to see how it felt, taking a life.
Wow.
To see how it felt.
Piece of work.
He was curious.
I can't.
Curiosity killed the cat,
my friend. Gross.
He then says it felt empowering and saddening, both. Empowering because he took a life, but saddening because he realized that life is precious. Well, yes, until you take it. Why are you doing this? He says it wasn't because they both were at the church, but it was more the anniversary was coming up. So the timeline is important, like the cops thought. But it seems so odd to me that he would do it 5 days early. If symbols and things like that are usually important to killers, you would think that you wouldn't just do it 5 days early. You would wait till the actual day. It's very odd.
But it's a crime of opportunity, right?
For Karen, I guess. So he
saw an opportunity and was like, I may not get a chance in five more days, so I'm going to go for it now.
That's a good point.
Wow.
He says he didn't feel any remorse because he got tired of feeling emotions, so he just cut them out. Now, Karen, who is still in the coma, but Dan, a religious man, has faith in God that she'll survive, and she does.
Doesn't exactly have faith in God that she'll survive.
Well, he sort of has faith that whatever's supposed to happen will happen.
Whatever God's plan is.
Right.
And if God's plan is for her to pass on, then he's okay with that. He's at peace with whatever is going to happen.
Absolutely. And I think I got some flack from my friend Greg that we were too harsh on religious people. And I just want to be really clear. Neither of us have any problem with religious people, it's the hyper-religious people that are super hypocritical and use their faith in a way to murder people as an excuse.
Or bring judgment on other people for not being as holy as them.
When my vague understanding of Christianity is that Jesus was all about love and loving other people. But we are fine with nice, normal religious people. We felt like we should make that clear. So Karen actually wakes up, which is incredible. And it's been a year since the attack when we see her on Dateline. Correct. And she's now healthy and she can walk. And she and Dan are walking together.
It's great.
It's beautiful. And the thing that was interesting is right before she was attacked, a few days before she was attacked, she had said to Dan, "I hope God has a purpose for me in this life while I'm alive." And then she got stabbed and it led to them finding this murderer. But so they joke to each other, "Don't ever ask God to give me purpose again. You know, right. Just stick to what you have. It's fine." But then, a few months after Karen gets out of the hospital, my Dan is diagnosed with cancer. Oh my God, my Dan does not hide in the walls. We should clarify.
Oh, there's a Dan that doesn't Danny's go in the wall.
There you go.
Dans are fine.
Are fine. They're on their fishing boat with their fedoras, and they're totally fine. Keith asks, how are they not angry with God that they keep having all these challenges? And they're really not. They say they focus on all the positives and the inspiration it brings to people and all the good things that they have in their life. And then Karen gets to sing the national anthem at the rodeo, and she's adorable. I can't sing. So, and I was not stabbed in the head, but like she's doing really well.
Yeah, I was amazed that she survived. It's really, really great. Also,
and she can walk fine. And she had to wear a helmet to reconstruct her skull. It's beyond incredible what she went through and that she survived. But then, do you know what happened? Did you do any outside info?
I didn't. What happened? Did Dan die?
Dan
is
not.
Oh, come on.
Dan is no longer with us. And it breaks my heart because I really wanted to adopt him as like an uncle. He fought cancer, I think, for 2.5 years. And
Dan.
Yeah, we really miss Dan and his hat and his holy mackerel.
But really glad he got to have his wife for his last year.
For 2.5 years, exactly.
That's great.
And
but that's hard.
What's incredible is that Karen works at a prison rehabilitation center.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that incredible that after everything she's been through? I'm sorry, the educational department at the Oregon State Prison in Pendleton.
That's like, unbelievable. That's a great person.
Yeah. Just incredible. So that was someone was out there watching in the walls of the convention center. New title.
Good.
But also he was in the lake and he was at the hotel. He was just watching it, waiting everywhere.
He was a man about town.
Yeah.
He was a Dan about town. Danny about town.
Oh, you did it.
Except his name wasn't Dan, it was Luca. So now I'm just confused. It's fine.
B-roll bonanza?
Yes. What you have?
So the camera keep doing this thing where the camera keeps panning up very close up through these wheat fields or hay or something. And then it pans up to the sign of Pendleton that's sitting in the wheat fields. But it's so close up, I kept thinking it was hair. Like they were doing close up on someone's hair. It felt like they started at Ken's scalp and then panned up to the top of his flat top hair. And that someone had perched the Pendleton sign on the top of our beloved Ken's hair. And I just got my Photoshop idea for the week. That's what I will be spending my Monday on.
There you go.
I'm really excited.
Did it.
Yes. Did you have anything?
No, I noticed that there was a lot of footage of missions trips for Amy Jane, of which I was not allowed to go on any missions trips. So I had FOMO because I wasn't allowed when I was a kid. Because
what did your mom think would happen on these missions trips?
This was a dad issue, not a mom issue. Dad said no. Dad had very particular interests in church. Another one of which I saw in the B-roll, which was there would be no hand raising in the church that we went to. There were no outward shows of faith. It was a big no. We were not allowed to go to churches where people would stand or hand raise during the songs. That seems like
the best part.
That was a big, my dad felt like that was very showy. And we were not to go to churches like that. We went to churches where you sang out of a hymnal book, no praise songs on a projector. I mean, I went with those to my friends. If I begged my parents, I could go to those youth groups. But most of the time, it was hymnals in the hand. You're singing. There's a piano. There's no hand raising.
No, I don't like that.
There's no swaying.
Church where they are just dancing and praising and singing. That's what that's passion. I want to go to that.
No, we were not. We were.
That's showy.
That was showy.
Does God not want you to be showy in your faith?
I don't think that it matters to God.
It's just what your dad felt.
It's just what my dad felt.
Yeah.
And so most of also those kind of churches did the missions trips.
Interesting.
Are the church that the several churches we went to did not have missions trips. So I was invited to go with my friends on their missions trips, but I was never allowed to go.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I had FOMO watching Amy live her best life
dancing in India. Yeah. Yeah.
Teaching children, helping
I wonder
people.
What your dad would think of a Jewish ceremony.
Oh, I think he would very much like it.
It's pretty chill, but would he think the Hebrew was a little showy?
No, he would like that. He would like that. It's very traditional.
This is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's good times.
I have the quote.
Yeah, what you got? Which one?
A spring breeze dipped into the Pendleton Valley, curled its warming fingers into secret corners, and came out whispering a name.
Danny.
Oh, it's so good, Keith. Keith, national treasure. What would we do with
that?
That
was
you?
That's what I wrote down to. That's the
I
that
can't
was the one.
Curled its warming
fingers into secret corners. It was so good.
Whispering a name.
Keith, this is top 10.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. It's strong, really good. Strong work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did you have any, there were so many precious moments. It's too precious.
Yeah, there was a lot of precious. I thought the thunder, I thought the My Whole Life is Thunder moment with the clapping over
which
the funeral.
Surprisingly, I liked because I did not think I was going to like that youth pastor because.
He was fine. I did not have a problem with this youth pastor at all.
Yeah. But
we've seen some bad ones.
Right. And when I first saw him, I was like, I get a vibe. I don't know. And I'm not a fan. I don't like him. And then I was like, okay, maybe he's fine. It's okay.
He was fine.
Yeah.
He was very genuine.
Okay.
And sometimes youth pastors have a quality that's
like
a little
fake...
bit cheese ball. Yeah.
Okay.
Or
a
little overmuch.
Right.
He didn't. He wasn't. He seemed like a good guy.
Okay.
I thought. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any MVP losers? Well, Karen is an MVP.
Karen's
for sure.
The MVP. Dan was a little bit of an MVP. The losers were definitely Ira and Peter, the other two, Don Draper criminals.
Don Draper,
that was ridiculous.
But
just
I
put them in jail. Just put them in jail.
Inmate? Like, for sure. Did the inmate who told on them, was he in on it too? Or was he honestly thinking they might be involved?
I think he was probably trying to get his deal sweetened, right?
Right, yeah.
And I think these guys were talking like they had done it. If there weren't a lot of big crimes in the area, these two guys thought that they were like the big kahuna criminals in town. Yeah, they were going for it.
What was the one other episode we did where two different sets of people claimed that they were involved? Like someone blamed their girlfriend or a girlfriend blamed her boyfriend, and then a whole nother person blamed somebody, and the cops spent so much time wasted searching for that. Was
bad.
Brand's unhappy being on Dateline and are now associated with murder. We did get a Walmart. I forgot to say it, but they did look for her car in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
So we got our Walmart in. Coke is a preferred brand of people hiding in walls.
I'm also going to say rodeos, just because when they pan the rodeo in the first opening shot where they're showing the Pendleton Rodeo, there's like six people in the stands.
Oh.
For the opening ceremony. There were like,
sad.
Like you could count them. It was like 6 or 7. I was like, come on. Show it a little fuller than that. Don't do that. That's mean. That's like nobody goes. Come on. They got to sell tickets.
Maybe it was a vegetarian editor.
I don't know what
like,
happened.
I'm going to make this look really unpopular.
There was nobody in the stands. These guys work hard. They may, you may not like what they're doing.
Right.
They're working hard, and that's their life, you know?
That's true.
They grow up in that life. And
that's
so,
true.
Give them
I
a
just
break.
Disagree vehemently with it.
I understand. That's okay.
Do you have anything else? Alternative theories? Any titles?
Yeah, I've got a couple titles. Do you have any titles? Besides, I mean, we got the title.
I gave
Last Dance
my title.
With Amy Jane. Yeah, that's done. I had a dance with the devil.
Okay.
I thought that was okay.
Did we have a photo. That episode, though? Was there already a dance? Deal with the devil.
Deal with the devil.
Deal with the devil.
I have a photo finish because the photo. And then I have August, will somebody find this killer?
Because of August Wilson. I like it. You know what? I like it. It's literary.
It is literary. And it all happened in August.
And it makes you think. I like it.
It's a thinker.
It's a real think piece.
Thinker and a stinker. A little bit.
It is.
All right. That's fine. What? Man, I wrote a lot of notes on this one. I wrote cop out, but I put quotes around it. And then I wrote piece of work, quotes around it. Who said piece of work? Oh, YWAM. I did write down YWAM. Because that was the acronym for the mission that she went on, and I thought it was I thought of you.
Why
I was like,
wham?
Why wham? Because of wham.
Whamageddon.
It was a whamageddon. Yeah. Yeah, these are all notes that I've taken while you've been talking.
I see.
These are the key points of things that you said.
I don't know why you feel the need to write them down.
I wrote Danny like 6 times.
Can we post these pictures of your notes, please?
These notes are pretty bad. Yeah, okay. We can post these. Danny Waugh, which is in the British pub. And they're saying down in one. And she's going, Danny
yes!
Woo!
Yes,
Danny
okay,
Woo!
I do remember that episode.
Okay. So yes. That's a little bit like Danny Woo, now that I think of it.
There you go.
Okay.
Brilliant. Twitter.
Yep.
Was not that lit. I think people were very sad. But I got
it
a few
sad.
Hits.
And, you know, Friday's episode, let's just... Guys, we chose not to do Friday's episode. We were going to do it. But let's be honest. Let's be friends. That episode was rough. It was really, really sad and ain't nothing okay about what happened there. Nothing's ever okay about anybody getting killed, but especially in that circumstance, that
Let's
was
do
unbelievable.
A 10-second recap of that episode.
10 seconds.
She's garbage her eyebrows were...
Okay, that's not a recap.
That's literally what we would have said if we had recapped the episode.
It would just have been about sort of she's a monster. But
also
I
her
am
eyebrows,
very, very curious. I wanted to do the episode just because I wanted to do some outside research. I wanted to see all the texts. We got snippets of the basically the episode is a young man committed suicide and come to find out he had been encouraged through text message by a girl who was sort of his girlfriend. Close friend slash girlfriend, and there were all of these texts that were pretty rough, but then it was sprinkled in with some texts that were like, you need help. So what I need to see is the complete, I want to see the transcript of all the texts they had been sending for the 2 months leading up to the death. I want to read them
but
all.
But if you go down to the crux of when it actually happened.
Correct.
And she's like, get back in the car.
Right. Well, that's the damning one, right? That's the one. I mean, what else?
Unless you show me that she has some psychological issue that I would still want her to be locked up, but maybe get medical attention as well. Or she's just a garbage human being and wanted attention. Regardless, what's with the swoopy hair? Is that on purpose or is that the way her hair lies? Because I saw in some of the older photos, it does that swoopy thing, but now it's an intense swoop. It's like 2 inches over her head of a swoop.
Yeah.
How do you get that height?
Oh, well, she's probably got a cowlick, but then she might have thicker hair too. Like, I don't have very thick hair, so my hair would, I have really straight hair, but it wouldn't, it would swoop a little, but not that much. She must
have
thick hair.
Is she spraying it though to get it that swoop that high?
No.
It's
no,
just
she just has thick hair.
It just swoops.
Yeah, it just swoops. That's just the way it goes.
I could surf on that swoop. It's like a perfect wave.
It is a perfect
if I was a surfer, which I'm not. So Mad Dabbers won on Twitter. This is, speaking of Cheez-Its, when you said no woman brings Oliver Lemonade and Cheez-Its. She plays bingo. I don't know if you can see it.
It's Cheez-Its.
Yes.
She uses Cheez-Its on the bingo.
She plays our bingo cards. This is a perfect genius way to reuse our bingo cards.
With Cheez-Its.
Without using the sliding plastic there with Cheez-Its. And then you get to eat them after.
Mm-hmm.
Genius.
Cheez-Its got all sorts of new stuff going on, too. Don't sleep on Cheez-Its right now.
What do you mean?
I mean, they have multiple flavors of Cheez-It.
What?
Out there in the world. Yeah, Grocery Outlet had, like, smoked Gouda and bacon Cheez-It. And then they had, like, so it tastes like one of those Starbucks breakfast sandwiches. And then they've got, they have, like, a bunch of different cheesy flavors.
I mean,
they're all cheese-related. Yeah, they're exciting. Cheez-Its is not playing right now. They're upping their cheese game.
At It's My Gray Life, do they keep saying Danny Woo or Daddy Woo?
Daddy Woo.
Why would they say Daddy Woo?
Daddy Woo. That sounds like, I don't know, like a 1920s.
Like Betty Boop?
Come here, Daddy Woo.
Oh my God.
Boop, boop, boop.
Ski Joey, where would Woo be? Andrea G, Woo knows.
That's good.
I did those for you because it was painful for me.
All right.
It's My Gray Life again. I love how they ask us if we remember the two people they introduced during the first few minutes of the show. It's been 26 minutes. Come on, Dateline. We remember them. I do love when they do that. Remember so-and-so who had the... Yeah, it's been like half an hour.
You give them a break. They got to go for the lowest common
denominator. I'm not a goldfish. I don't forget things every 15 minutes and then go, where am I?
I do.
Rebecca Crook kills someone and comes back to poop in the same place. Yeah, why did he have to use... Did he get the runs? Because he was so anxious about the murder that he had to run in to use that public bathroom? Because if he hadn't used that bathroom, he would not have been caught on that camera. And the whole case would be dead. Was he washing blood off his hands?
There we go. Yes.
I hope
that's what he was doing. He wasn't using the urinal.
You don't know.
I don't know, but I'm assuming the only thing that I thought was that, oh, well, he was washing his blood off. I thought he was going to change his clothes. I was very surprised that he came out in the same clothes. I was like, oh, he stashed
his clothes
in there.
He didn't seem that prepared.
No, he's...
It was seemed very flippant, the whole thing.
That's what makes it so awful. I hate this.
You're
killing someone, number one, and you're ruining their family's life. You're doing all of these things and just what to see what it felt like. That's because it's not even a crime of passion. You know what I'm saying? It's not a husband killing a wife. It's not. There's no purpose.
Yeah.
There's no reason other than you have something wrong in your brain.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to see what this feels like.
Yeah.
Selfish.
Go to a doctor. Go try one of those reality gaming things where you can be in like a simulation.
Yeah, there you go.
There. You can see how it feels, what it feels like, and no one has to die.
Yeah, you were a Marine. Yeah, and I don't think he dropped out of the Marines. I think he got booted from the Marines. Marines aren't going to stand for that.
No. Janie
Semper Foolery.
Janie and two cats. Oh, Janie only has two cats. You have more than two cats. But also, that lady at the 99 cent store would have laughed in Janie's face.
I would not. If I had had two, I would not have said two. I would have just said...
You would have upped it?
Would you have lied? I would have said, I have cats.
But not specified?
Yes. And if I had one cat, I would say, I have cats, and I would have lied. I would have said multiple.
I did not know about this... judgment and rivalry within the cat having community.
Nor did I.
You have.
And did you know? I didn't know. I was shocked. I thought that we were kindred spirits and we were in competition. It was someone was going to win and someone was going to walk away without a trophy and she won.
Wow.
Yeah, she was brutal. Wow. She was brutal and had a sadness in her eyes, the likes of which. I have not seen before.
Since our last Dateline episode.
Yeah, those cats had stolen her soul.
It was not good.
I know. She did not no longer loved what she did.
Oh, yeah. She had passed that point a long time ago.
She was like, get them out of my hair.
Yeah. Get their hair out of my
Get this cat hair out of my hair.
Yeah. Janie says, all the victims on Dateline are such lovely people with bright futures. Never losers like me. I think Janie's our new friend. And Janie be a loser. Loser's the way to go. You're going to live longer. Adventures in Low Vision said, a church connection? Dateline will be all over this. Mm. Yeah, except it wasn't a cowboy church, you guys. And I was mad. I was ticked. I was full on ticked.
Because you didn't get a cowboy church.
I wanted a cowboy church. And then last...
Wait, is cowboy church a brand of church?
No, kind of, I think.
What's that? What do you mean kind of?
It's like a culture that a bunch of churches have embraced. And they all sort of have the same feel and decor and prayer style.
But it's not
like sanctioned by one cowboy church that has had all these offshoots or anything.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Is cowboy church like Baptist? Are they Lutheran? Are they a denomination of church? Do we know?
I'm honestly not sure.
Or is cowboy church? I know
they're not Jewish.
Is cowboy church its own denomination?
No, I think it's more casual, like it encompasses different ones. Or maybe there are multiple ones in an area and one would be Baptist and one would be Methodist, one would be Presbyterian. Or it might be just it seems to have a very come as you are feel. It's very casual. You can go outside and pet your horse and then come back inside.
I totally thought you were going to say go outside and smoke a cigarette.
You can. No, it's like people wear their boots and there's some cowboy music and it's very cash.
But boots are not cash. Boots are a fancy dress cowboy. So that's can you wear true. Like your ropers? Like what are
I
you?
I think you can wear anything.
Your muddy.
Yes, I think
clothes.
So. I think you can come right from the feed store. In the article I said, it said you can go from the feed store to the church. It's trying to take away the thing about church where you have to get dressed up and it's an ordeal and you have to wrangle the kids and it's a Sunday and you have to go and it's like a chore. They're trying to make it more like a stop on by and it's part of your day and it's very inclusive and very casual.
We need to stop having these conversations. It's giving me terrible flashback.
Flashback. I thought you were going to say FOMO.
No, when you say dressing up for church, I was like, oh, the headache that was of just like trying to convince my parents that this was okay for church.
Did you have to wear pantyhose?
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
It was a lot.
And then I'm going to end with Rebecca Crook. And she said, maybe I'll start dancing every move I make. Those chicks were all thin.
What?
I don't know, but it goes along with what I was saying. Like, I'm just going to start dancing everywhere. Like, in the grocery aisle. I'm going to be that crazy person. Remember when Andrea was talking about dancing in the parking lot of Walmart?
Yeah.
That's going to be me.
That was Finding Venus.
You're not even going to be able to hear me on the microphone because I'm going to be, like, back and forth. Like, I'm going to be dancing. And it's going to sound weird. At Crime Con, you guys, I'm going to wear my pedometer.
No, you're going to be the lady on the Great British Bake Off. What's her name?
Yes,
Nan.
And
she does her steps when she bakes.
Yes, and she kicks her butt. She steps.
You know she's in the Christmas special, right? Have you seen the Christmas special for this year? She's in 2018 Christmas special. Uh-huh. It's her and, I'm not going to tell you the rest. You need to watch it. Yeah,
she
it's
is
great.
A precious angel. I love her.
She is a precious jewel. She's awesome.
She wears her tennies. Yeah. And she does her sidestepping and her kicks, her aerobics
moves. I was excited
they
brought her back.
But you know who does that is my mom. My mom does that. When she is blow-drying her hair, she's doing her side-to-side moves.
That's why your mom is also a precious angel.
That's precious angels constantly work out, including in the aisles of an airplane while you are mid-flight. And it's really embarrassing if you're their daughter.
Your mom did that on a plane?
She does that on a plane.
Was she stretching or just trying to...
She gets down on the floor and stretches on the plane. She does her side-to-side hip moves on a plane in the aisle.
Is that because she was uncomfortable?
She cannot stand to sit for more than, like, a few minutes. She feels lazy. She has to get up and move. Literally. To get her to sit down and watch a show without doing laundry... Or stretching. She like you'll be watching a show with her and you think she's into it. And then you look down and she's on the floor and her butt is over her head because she's stretching.
Wow. Well, Well, I have trouble sitting through a show.
You do okay. too. Yeah, you're a pacer.
All right. Do we have anything else?
No. I did want to ask you one question. Do you know of a town called Tulare?
Tulare.
Tulare.
Yeah.
So our friend on Facebook, Barbie, grew up there. She says it's near where you grew up.
Hey, girl.
Does it smell like cow poop there? What's girl. It like?
Oh, Tulare. Is no, it? I got you, girl. No, Visalia is in Tulare County. Yeah, I got you. I see you. My friend. I got you.
I love it.
Hope you're doing great.
We did want to say, so we did not really promote this because we were just jumping on their meetup, but Truth and Justice, Bob Ruff, did a meetup with Fizz in LA, and we went. And basically, you guys, we are best friends with Bob Ruff and Stephanie, who was on an episode of Truth and Justice.
Stephanie Davies, yeah.
We love Stephanie and Fizz. We talked 90 Day Fiancé. Yep. We talked Married at First Sight. We talked Love After Lockup.
We did.
Fizz is a precious, precious, tiny little pocket person, just like my mm-hmm. mom. She's mm-hmm. gorgeous and so strong and brave, and we love her. Bob mm-hmm. Ruff, basically our new best friend. Jim Clemente, Katie did not embarrass herself in front of.
No, I did not speak with him.
No, I didn't steered... you shake his hand? Didn't you go, I'm Katie from...
I did that with Bob Ruff.
I thought you did it with Jim Clemente, too.
Oh. I may have done that, but I don't think I did. I think I steered clear. I couldn't do Jim Clemente and Bob Ruff
when you tried to walk into the exit door that was the bath, that was no one important was around to see that.
I tried to exit through the emergency exit, not once, but thrice in a row until I believe it was Liz or Stephanie pointed out, well, there's a sign on the door that says, do not open this door, emergency exit. Because I was trying so hard to get away. Kimberly has told me that I'm going to be working on my shyness for the next 5 months before CrimeCon.
Yeah.
So that I will not be trying to exit. But if you meet me and it seems like I'm a little odd, it's not because I don't like you. It's just because I get hit with a shy stick sometimes.
Also, you were very tired. Your eyes towards the end of the night were glazed over.
I had gotten up at 4:30 that morning.
Oh, my God.
And my eyes were so bloodshot that I texted Kimberly before. I was considering not going.
Yeah.
Because it looked like I had taken every drug. All drugs. They were so bloodshot. And they couldn't... It was nothing. It was beyond Visine. It was to the point of just, what's wrong with your face? And I came up with a whole backstory. It's going to be like allergies. I'm just going to say I have really bad allergies. Nobody asked me, and it was very dark.
Yeah, no one noticed at all. But then you just, like, left. You kind of just walked away, and Bob was like, oh, is she leaving? And I said, oh, she's ghosting us. It's fine.
No, I did. Well, here's the deal. I was to the point where it was going to be a narcoleptic situation yes. where people just kept talking, and I was getting progressively sleepier.
I could see it in your
so
eyes.
So I was like, yeah. I need to go right now, or literally, I'm going to start snoozing on this couch, and Bob Ruff is really going to think I'm a drug addict. It's going to be bad. So I chose to exit. I did. I gave hugs, and I said goodbye, and yeah. I think people assumed we would leave together, and yeah. I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
And I was like, I'm staying till the bitter end because I want the details about the case, and I got some, but I can't say them online.
Oh.
But did you notice when I met Fizz's husband that I said Alexis and then
yeah.
Lexis and then Alex and then Elizabeth and then Liz? I finally got to Liz. I had a massive just brain fart, and her Twitter handle is just Ask the Axis. So in my head, I see that, I always think Alexis.
It was like combining.
I always think Alexis / Liz. And I said, oh, you're Alexis's husband. She's my best friend, Fizz. I know her name, but I was thinking Just Ask the Axis, which is your Twitter handle. And I said, Alexis. And then I think he thought I was crazy. He's charming and from England and just a doll.
He was lovely. He and Stephanie were both just
adorable. She has good support system, I think, around her.
And Stephanie is a gem and beautiful and just
a riot too. She's a hoot.
Really, really a great person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We loved them. Everyone was nice. And
I'm so excited for the advancements that are happening in their case.
Yes.
It's really, and if you guys are not listening to Truth and Justice,
why not?
Get on it.
What is wrong
it's
with you?
It's great. It is so great. And
it is frustrating though. Like, don't listen when you are about to go to a party, because I was listening on the way to the meet and greet and I entered with this like rage, because it's so frustrating how bad the prosecution is.
But, it is.
And
it
the
is,
police
definitely.
Investigation is just terrible.
But that's why it's great to have someone like Bob, who brings a lot of attention to this and like is doing the right thing. And he was a great person in real life, which is also just delightful when you see
that. Oh, yeah. He answered questions. His fans worship him. They call themselves the Truth and Justice Army. And he stayed late and talked with each and every one of them.
He's a great guy.
It was awesome. Yeah.
And we're looking forward to seeing him at CrimeCon too.
Yes.
He will
absolutely.
Be at CrimeCon with us, and we will hopefully get a chance to chat with him and have an appetizer somewhere.
Yes. And on a very much sadder note.
Yeah.
So we found out yesterday that Linda Sawyer, who hosted the Sleuth podcast, we had her on our show. She's also was a journalist her whole life, just dedicated to stories and finding out the truth in things. Mm-hmm. She passed away due to complications in surgery, and her daughters posted it online yesterday. And our listener, Ashley, who's the one who set us up with Linda in the first place, told us about it. And so we're just grateful we got to meet her and talk with her, because not everyone had that opportunity. But I think her listeners felt like they knew her and got to talk to her, because she responded to them online. She was really dedicated to them and they loved her. She had quite a following and was just so dedicated to this case and the truth and finding justice for the victims' families. And her daughters, when the short time that we met her, she bragged about her daughters like proud mama does. The kind where, like, if you're the daughter, you're almost embarrassed. You're like, Mom, stop. But she loved those girls so much. And they were the reason she started the case and the whole thing, because they were in the theater community and she wanted to feel like they were safe in the theater community. And so she was fascinated by this crime that happened. We're talking about Daniel Wozniak.
The Final Curtain Dateline.
Yeah, the Final Curtain.
Yeah.
So we miss you, Linda, and we're just glad that we got to meet you and talk to you. And it's really sad, though. She was very young and she had so many exciting projects planned.
She really did.
She really wanted to take this case all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. I think her daughters are going to pick up some of it. And
I hope so.
Yeah. That's so.
Good. Oh, rest in peace, Linda.
Yes.
We'll miss you.
So her daughters, we're thinking of her daughters. And I think that's all we have today, everyone.
That is all we have, everybody.
Don't watch alone. Watch in the ceiling walls of your house.
Oh, boy. Build yourself a little nest.
Nest it up. Get a little TV and some
Cheez-Its. Get some Cheez-Its and a Coke.
And a Coke. And watch your Dateline with Keith. It'd be so cozy.
Don't do that.
It's not creepy at all.
Don't Danny it. Don't like it. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.